And on the line this morning, I have Patrick O'Sullivan from the Dublin Toy Fair. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well indeed, thank you.
Okay, now this this Toy Fair, it's going on from November 27th to December 1st. And is this a first for Dublin, Patrick?
Well, it's the first time we're doing it. So it's our inaugural Dublin Toy Fair in the RDS at the end of the month. We would do a number of shows in the RDS during the year, but this is the first time we're doing the Toy Fair, which we're really looking forward to. We think it's going to be great, very exciting, very Christmassy, very festive. Lots and lots and lots of toys, all the top branded toys, thousands and thousands of lines of toys, all the toys that the children and the families want for Christmas. We're going to have them all at great value at the RDS at the end of the month.
Okay, and I'm just reading some of the names, the top names in toys, Mattel and Hasbro, Fisher-Price, and it's a 5-day expo.
It is, yes. It's a 5-day celebration of toys for Christmas. As I said, we're going to have all the top branded toys there. We're going to have Lego, we're going to have Nerf, we're going to have Leap Pads, we're going to have the InnoTabs, we're going to have the Texta robotic puppies, we're going to have Furbies, everything that the children want there. But it's so much more than just a toy fair as well. It's going to be about excitement, it's going to be about interaction. We're going to have the big Optimus Prime truck from the Transformers there as well. We're going to have a Nerf target gallery where people can try out the Nerf blasters. And we're going to have a huge, big Santa Claus experience. So the thing is to make it fun, fun for the parents and fun for the children and fun for the families.
And the Santa Claus experience, I believe, includes a train ride, is it?
Yeah, the Santa Claus experience is approximately 25 minutes to 30 minutes of an experience. So the children will arrive at Santa's train station and they'll jump on the Polar Express and they'll go through Lapland, and that'll take them up then to Santa Claus's post office, where they can go in and they can write their letters or their pictures or their postcards to Santa Claus. And then they can go down, then walk on down through a winding and the magical streets, and they can come to see the polar bears there, have a little animated, well, lovely, cuddly polar bear scene. And then they go into Mrs. Claus's kitchen, and Mrs. Claus will tell them all about the work that she has to do behind the scenes that goes unrecognized most of the time, having to feed all the elves and having to feed the reindeers, and she'll tell them what Rudolph likes best and such like. And then they'll walk through that and see the elves working in the toy shop. And then they'll go through a little igloo there and they'll see the Eskimos fishing in the little igloo there as well. And then they'll come through that and they'll go in and see the great man himself, Santa Claus, in his cabin sitting by the fireside. And they'll get their presents and they'll get their photographs taken then with Santa Claus at that point. So it's going to be a magical experience. It'll last for about 30 minutes. The only thing that I would say is that I do think it's very important just to say to parents that if they are thinking of coming along, we would strongly, strongly recommend booking in advance for the Santa Claus experience, because places at that are rather limited. But full details are on the website, dublintoyfair.com.
Yeah, no, I can imagine that you'd get crowds for that. It's a 30-minute experience, and it's a train ride and all the other different things. And then they get a present and a photograph at Santa. It's great value. I'm just looking at some of the prices here. If you don't mind me going through them, like a family ticket, €20, and it admits any combination of five people. So it doesn't necessarily have to be...
Well, just to clarify that, yep. That is €20. That's the family ticket for general admission to the show. So that's any combination of five, whether it's adults or children or a mixture of both. So that works out to be approximately €4 a head. Then Santa Claus experience himself, it's €15 for the children, but that includes a very high value present, and it also includes the photograph of each child with Santa Claus. And the adults go free at that point as well. So, and they can accompany the children going through the experience at no cost to the adults. So we'd like to think, we're trying to pitch it as great, as good a value as we possibly can. But I think that's reflective in what we're doing with the rest of the show, because the toys themselves that we're going to be selling, we strongly think that they're going to represent very, very good value. And we'd like to think that our pricing is going to beat anything else that's out there in the marketplace at this time of the year.
So people will be able to actually buy toys at this expo, and are you saying they'd be a bit cheaper than they would be in the shops?
Well, they're certainly going to be very competitive with what's at the shops. Yeah. We'd like to think we're certainly going to be competing at the low end of where some of the shops are. Can't say that definitively, but it's certainly our pricing policy to be very, very competitive and to be at least as cheap as the cheapest shops. And also we will have other services there. I mean, I know sometimes the parents, they might struggle there to load all the toys into the cars, or they may be reluctant for various reasons to take them home at that point. And we will have various things to help them. We'll have a cloakroom there. They can leave them a little trolley bay. They can leave them, maybe collect them at another time that suits themselves. We're also going to have a courier service. So if you do want to buy and not bring the products home, there'll be a courier service there that will arrange to drop them off at your house at a time and a day convenient to yourselves as well. So there's all those options available to people. So hopefully to make it as easy as possible for people to come in and do the Christmas shopping at the RDS.
Well, it certainly sounds very family friendly and also very customer friendly. As you said earlier, it's more than just a toy show. There's going to be themed areas.
Yeah, the idea is we don't want to just go into a boring old sort of semi-warehouse shop with just rows of shelving units with toys up and down. We want to try and make it much more interactive. I mean, toys should be fun. So the whole experience of buying toys should be fun. So Lego are going to have a big dedicated area for themselves. They're going to bring over some of their big Lego characters as well. We're going to, as I said, we're going to have a Nerf Target gallery area. We're going to have the Transformers with the Transformers toys there. But they're going to be displayed around the big full life-size Optimus Prime truck, which, if you're into your Transformers, would mean something to you, all right, and it's a very big draw. We're going to have Big Doll's House and all the dolls available. So, it's to try and present the toys in a meaningful way, give children the chance to interact with them. We're going to have a big Play-Doh area where the younger children can sort of sit down and get their hands dirty, if you will, playing with the Play-Doh, creating shapes, and various other toys that we'll have there. They let children play with them, interact with them, and hopefully be able to choose one or two that they like then at that point as well.
Yeah, so they play with these things and then they decide maybe Santa Claus will bring me this.
Exactly. And, they may not have thought about it. They might not have been on the list when they walk in, but hopefully it'll be on the list as they go out.
Yes, indeed. And I'm also looking here that adults can relive their childhood. There's Rubik's Cube and different stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting there that, all right, that the toys keep coming back in fashion. The toy companies, I mean, they look at what were our big sellers a number of years ago. What can we do with those toys to make them relevant for the children of today? You hit on the Rubik's Cube one, which is still, I mean, the standard Rubik's Cubes with the nine squares on each of the six sides is still a very big seller, still a perennial favorite. But they've adopted that too for maybe some of the younger children, where they have four squares on each side, so two rows of two. And it means that the younger children can start getting that little bit of an appetite and relive the experience that the adults had as well, trying to create the Rubik's Cube. As I mentioned earlier on, Furby is going to be a big one. Furby was the number one seller 20 years ago, and it's come back and it's been reinvented, and there's a lot more technology in it than there was 20 years ago. And that's supposed to be huge this year. Again, it's something you can interact with your tablets or your iPads there to bring a whole new dimension to playing with the game. Same with the text, the robotic puppy. You can play with it as it is, a robotic puppy, but you can also get your tablet and you can bring a whole new dimension in there as well and teach it tricks via the tablet as well. So the toy company is constantly looking at what sold well in the past and how can we make it more relevant by incorporating technology into toys this year. Another big one, not with the technology side of things, but another big one that's always a big seller is Monopoly. And Monopoly is back this year with what they call Monopoly Empire. So instead of going out and buying streets and then building houses and hotels on them, what you actually do is go out and buy companies. So there's a chance for you to buy the likes of Google or Microsoft or Apple or Coca-Cola. And these are the big branded products that we would all be aware of. And so, again, that is Monopoly changing and adapting their toys as well to make them relevant. Lego was also back. I mean, certainly when I was growing up, Lego was just a bunch of big blue and green and red bricks, and you tried to build a house. They've enhanced that product now, no end, and there's lots of little, smaller, almost more fiddly bits with it. But you can create something much more intricate than you could in the past. And that's proved very popular with the young children these days as well.
Yeah, actually, it's funny now. I yeah, going back years and years, we got a Lego fort. It was a knight's fort, I think it was, for our son. And only recently there, we found it up in the attic. So he took it down, and he himself and his son are now playing with it.
Isn't that lovely, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And it does show that they do go back to the old toys. I mean, there is a reason why they were very popular many years ago. And it's just to get that, to rebrand them, to reposition them, to enhance them slightly, to make them relevant again. And what worked for us. Again, I remember growing up playing cowboys and Indians at the back garden. And if you were very lucky and very posh, you might have a little gun with a roll of caps in it.
Now you have
the Nerf gallery area and the Nerf blasters, and they shoot these foam missiles, and these missiles can be shot for up to 75 meters, and they can shoot 3 or 4 a second. So again, it's bringing the whole idea of the cops and robbers and the cowboys and Indians into modern times, where they have these semi-automatic foam missile blasters.
Yeah, and Star Wars, that's another one that came back that was huge when my children were children, and I think it was remade. The film was remade, and all these toys are coming back in. My grandson now is playing Star Wars.
Star Wars is always very popular, yeah. All right. Anything that sort of relates to the movie franchises is always very popular there as well. So Star Wars keeps coming back in, keep reinvents itself. It's almost a cult, if you will, almost quasi-religious for some of the fanatics who are in there, all right. And they're very, very serious. They take their memorabilia very seriously as well. But they are good fun to play with the lightsabers as well. And, of course, it's quite topical at the moment because there's auditions in Ireland and England going on at the moment for the new Star Wars film that's hopefully going into production towards the back end of next year. So very topical that at the moment. But a lot of other things that we will have at the Dublin Toy Fair would be the likes of, for the younger children, the likes of Peppa Pig and Fireman Sam, and the branded products to go with that as well. Always very, very popular with the young children. They love that. We'll have a whole area dedicated to those as well.
Yeah, that's the preschool favourites. Yeah, they're always very, very popular. And tickets go on sale. Are they on sale at the moment?
They're on sale via the website dublintoyfair.com, and we would encourage, as I said before, people to seriously think, if they are thinking of coming along, to look at the website and seriously consider purchasing tickets in advance. We are expecting the show to be quite busy, and certainly at the weekend, and we think it will be ticket only at the weekend, so we would certainly encourage people to book in advance if at all possible.
Okay, there's another thing that's that I read, and the top 10 toys, and I think 50% of the top 10 toys are under €30, so that's good news for parents out there as well.
Yeah, possibly, maybe not. The Independent Toy Retailers Association launched their Christmas lists there last week, and they had the top 10, and they had the top 50 toys to expand it out a little bit there
as well,
and they had the top 10 toys. The granny was recommending the top 10 tech toys and such like. But in the top 50 toys, over half of them will be retailing at less than €30. And that certainly is a very good news for parents there and anybody that has to buy toys for kids. And we, as I said before, we will have those toys priced very, very competitively at the Dublin Toy Show and the RDS.
Okay, that's great. Now, as I said, it sounds great value to me, and it'd be a great family day out, and especially to visit the Santa. So do you just want to give out details again there, Patrick?
Yeah, so once again, it's the Dublin Toy Fair in the RDS from Wednesday the 27th of November to Sunday the 1st of December, and full details can be seen and tickets can be purchased on dublintoyfair.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Patrick. Thank you.
Thank you indeed for your support.